And Mackenzie York, will you come boast in your Savior?
Thank you. Hi, my name is Mackenzie, and I will be a freshman at Valley Christian this fall. Because I have been brought up in a Christian home, I have known about God since I was very small. I believed that when I was older, I would understand more what it was like to be a Christian, but since I was young, it was not something I had to worry about. As the years passed, I remained an unbeliever, but became worried about my life. I was angry whenever I saw someone else get baptized because I did not understand their happiness in their Savior. Even though I did not believe strongly in God, I believed fully in hell and strongly feared the idea of a fiery eternity. The idea of hell terrified me, and I constantly feared the thought of dying young and spending my life after death in pain. It was not long before my anger and fear turned into hatred. I hated people who were saved and knew they could spend a joyful afterlife with God. I despised every believer that was filled with a glowing happiness that I did not understand. I spent many nights awake trying to figure out why I was so miserable. After all, I knew who God was, I knew he was real, and I knew he had the power to save anyone, yet I still did not commit my life to him. I think I held back from God because I was worried that he could not fill me completely. For example, if I dedicated my life to him, I might feel happy but still feel lonely. Or if I became a believer, I might cease feeling lonely but never be happy. It is crazy that I thought the God who created the entire world couldn't save all of me. The verse Titus 3:3 explains the way I felt and acted. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. Finally, after months of pain and anger, one thought suddenly flooded my mind. Jesus loves me. Even though I've spent my whole life trying to avoid God, he still loves me. Why don't I love him back? It occurred to me then that all I had ever needed was God. He loved me enough to die for me, so I should consider it an honor to spend the rest of my life serving him, even if it means giving up the things I love. Like Paul wrote in Philippians 3:7-9, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. God was certainly merciful in saving me. He has changed my life in so many ways. For instance, I play volleyball and I practice with older girls who are very talented players. However, these girls are not kind. As a believer, I see my role as a witness for Christ and am kind to them, whereas before I would have hated them. In addition, whenever I witness a baptism, I am thrilled because of the salvation that flows to that believer. I also receive the cheerfulness that comes with having a God who puts meaning into a meaningless life. Being saved does not mean I don't sin, and being saved doesn't make me good. It has just filled me with all goodness. Ephesians 2:4-5 says, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. I want to get baptized because I love God and want everyone to know how incredible he is. I am astonished that I am under God's favor because of what Jesus did for me. Jesus paid the price for my sins, and I am so thankful. I will close with Psalms 34:1-3. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
Mackenzie, based on your testimony, profession of faith, and the obvious work of God in your life, it's my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.